Lord, please equip us with your full armor so that we may remain steadfast and deeply rooted in fidelity and faith in you. Amen. We were listening to Soaking Music, and in vision, I saw it was night, pitch black, and you could not see any stars in the sky, just a big round moon the color of blood. We were surrounded by darkness. I was in the fourth row, and we were all lined up, military style, mounted on beautiful, majestic white horses, and we were wearing royal blue cloaks. Jesus was at the head of this great army of warriors he had assembled, which went on as far as the eye could see in every direction. The Lord was wearing all white, with two gold sashes, which crisscrossed over his chest, with a golden belt around his waist, which carried a massive sword, which glimmered in the moonlight. We were all equipped in the full armor of God. Our heavenly weapons glowed brilliantly with the power and glory of our Savior, and we were flanked by our guardian angels. Most of us had two angels on either side of us. Some of us had three, and very few only had one angel. I noticed Brother Leo was in the same row as I was, and Brother John was in the row ahead of us. Instinctively, we knew we were ready. The Lord had prepared us well over time for this great battle against the forces of darkness that was rapidly approaching us. Dawn was beginning to break through the night and was starting to give way to sunlight. We were waiting for the Lord's signal to begin the charge of riding out to face the enemy. All of a sudden, I heard angels above us sounding the shofar. This was the sound we had been waiting for in anticipation to fight in his army. We knew this was the ultimate battle of good versus evil. Jesus raised his right hand in the air at a 90-degree angle with his elbow bent. He then lowered his arm at the elbow halfway down, and our warrior God and his army began to move forward. We then rode faster and faster. The horses were moving so swiftly, it almost felt like we were flying, barely allowing the horses' powerful, strong legs to touch the ground. All of our faces were set like flint. At Jesus' signal, we drew our swords. We were riding in complete unison, all with the same stride, the same heart, the same mindset, and with the sole purpose of defeating the devil and his minions once and for all. And then I came out of the vision. Jesus began speaking. The condition of this world is under the tyranny of evil. My people must wake up and prepare for war. The wicked continue to grow and collect their iniquities, which shall only render their destruction more complete. Great armies are arrayed against me, as they are bold in atheism, cunning in sin, and malicious in temper. But let them come, and they shall be consumed by my breath, for they cannot be finally victorious. I said, Lord, finally victorious? Yes, he replied. It will appear at times as though the enemy has the upper hand, but I will only allow what is necessary to turn people to me. Elizabeth, evil cannot prevail over goodness, because evil is a denial of the only true reality, which is me, your God. All earthly catastrophes which man will experience are my warnings before our judgment comes upon the earth and all mankind. A severe earthquake is just a taste of what is to come. Worldwide devastation of floods, plaguing diseases, unprecedented tidal waves will occur just before I come. The world feels they can annihilate the people of God, and that even I can be defeated and destroyed. I will come and smite them. Blessed is the one who stays awake, keeping his garments on, and is about my Father's business. And that was the end of his message. Just then, imagery appeared in my mind of a soldier who was on duty. And if you're a soldier on duty, you want to keep your clothes on, because if you don't have your clothes on, you are not going to be ready at any moment when you go into battle or when Jesus arrives. It's preparedness. Be clothed with righteousness, for we are told in 1 John 2:28 that if we abide in Christ, when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming. Amen.